The idea is to turn away from highly stimulative drinks during the day and the alcohol that follows at the end of the day, and turn to drinks specifically formulated to provide clarity, focus, and clean energy. This leads us to ask, can drinks be made to function as needed?
Welcome to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with your host, Michael Olson. And now, get ready for 1 hour of What's Eating What Radio.
Hello out there. You are tuned into the 1,422nd edition of the Food Chain Radio podcast. Or hey, perhaps you're among our friends over there in London who are tuned in as we stream along in the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com. Well, whoever you are and wherever you are, welcome aboard. I am Michael Olson, your host for this hour of What's Eating What. Maybe it should be What's Drinking What. Who knows? Folks, many of us have come to realize that too much of a good thing can lead to adverse consequences, alcohol being one of those good things. After a few good drinks in the evening, we wake up the next day feeling foggy and out of sorts, maybe even hungover. To get back into the fight, we drink up lots of stimulating beverages, coffee, energy drinks, maybe even coffee and energy drinks. By the end of the day, we are exhausted and grumpy, and so we turn to alcohol for relaxation. Of course, we wake up the next day feeling foggy, out of sorts, and even more grumpy. So we turn to even more stimulating drinks, and so it goes. What if we were to begin the day with a drink formulated to provide clarity, focus, and clean energy? The kind of drink that would provide a good landing at the end of the day. A landing that would obviate the need for more alcohol. That what if leads us to ask, can drinks be made to function as needed? Well, who better to ask than Autumn Shelton, who is the formulator and CEO of True Bond Functional Drinks. Autumn, welcome to the Food Chain.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks for having me.
Good. Well, you are about to launch a new product that just might be the answer to my question. Would you like to tell us about it?
I'd love to. Yeah, I feel like you definitely nailed it. What humanity has kind of gotten in the routine of the endless cycle of too much caffeine, and then let's try to wind down, and then back again, and then we're always exhausted and fatigued and feeling pretty crummy. So I was definitely one of those people until about 2024, when I woke up one morning after being sober curious for a couple years. And decided, you know what, there's got to be more to life than this.
You called it sober curious?
Sober curious. It is a term where people are rethinking alcohol, but aren't quite ready to give it up yet. Uh-huh. So they start to kind of look at, you know, start to drink maybe a little less, or in different, stop drinking in certain occasions, or try a different type of drink instead.
That's kind of what I do. I am sober without alcohol from New Year's to Easter. And every year I do that. And every year when Easter comes along, I almost think, I just don't want to go back.
And I think there's a lot of people like that. They try, or they'll do dry January or dry October, or they'll try to take off for 3 months, and they feel so good, but then it was such a habit. They're like, well, one drink won't hurt. And then you fall right back into that habit. And that is something that I learned on my journey when I did wake up that morning and decided to stop drinking, is that there's actually stages to it. So you probably are hitting around that 3-4 month stage where you're feeling good, but you're still wanting to kind of go back to that habit that you had before. Whereas then if you keep going, you get to a 6 month mark where you start to actually do feel a little different and a little better. And then the 1 year mark is really when the alcohol, I feel like, has really cleared out of your system, and that clarity really comes full force for you. Yeah. But there's definitely a lot of back and forth. So when I stopped drinking alcohol, I started looking what was out there instead. And I was definitely very grumpy at first. I'm like, well, now what am I going to do to unwind on a Friday night, you know? And I found yoga, or I found some other drinks and functional beverages with adaptogens and nootropics. And so I was very interested. I didn't really know what these were because I was drinking wine on the weekends. And so I started researching and learning more and trying different drinks. But what I found was a lot of them said they had certain adaptogens in, but you had no idea how much. And was this really functional or was this really doing something? Or others would have a proprietary blend that made me feel kind of weird. And I'm like, I don't like that either because I have no idea what they're putting in there. So that's when I started really diving deeper into what if I created something? And I've always loved product development. I did it in my previous company that I had. It's always been a passion of mine. And so that's when I started really diving deep into, okay, how do these functional adaptogens and nootropics and botanicals really go together? And in 2025 is when I started really formulating and trying them out and testing out and seeing like, what do I really want? And at first it started as non-alcoholic options, but then as I talked about, you progress through this period of not drinking anymore. You want more than just a non-alcoholic or a replica of what you had before. You want something more robust, something more elevated. And it became not just about what I had in the evenings, but then I had so much more awareness of how caffeine and coffee was making me feel. And so it developed into a full day experience. And there's so many people out there that they want that. They want you to throw everything in one, make it easy for them so that they just know what they need. But there's a lot of products that kind of put it all in one bag and you're like, is anything really in there functional? Or are you just kind of throwing 100 ingredients in one thing?
Right.
So I wanted, go ahead.
Go ahead. Something new.
I wanted something new. I wanted something that was transparent, that I knew exactly how much was going into it. I wanted amounts that actually meant something and were going to make you feel like something that really were functional, but not something that was going to make you feel like wine or alcohol does, or not something that's going to make you feel jittery like caffeine and coffee does. I wanted something that made you feel balanced, so clear in the morning, focused at work, like that, and that sustained energy going in, not like, okay, I got to have my third cup of coffee before I go into that meeting so that I nail this presentation. I wanted something that was like, I'm going to go into this meeting clear, confident, I'm going to nail that presentation. Or in the afternoons or evenings, I'm going to go and enjoy a moment with friends and feel engaged. A lot of the products out there are about calm and kind of replicating that sedated feeling of alcohol. I don't want to be sedated anymore. I want to be engaged. I want to feel the energy of the people that I'm with. I want to be present with them in a way that feels really authentic and really energized. So I made the product or products.
And it's called?
It is called True Bond.
True Bond.
TrueBond.
Good. True Bond. Now, before we go into True Bond, tell us about your previous experience formulating and manufacturing products, because having looked into your background, I think it's a very interesting background that leads you into where you're at now. So, cannabis.
Yes, I was in the cannabis industry for a decade, and I learned a tremendous amount. So we had a farm that we grew, about 10 acres. And what was really special about that company is that we focused on zero pesticide cultivation. Mm-hmm. So our products that we put out there had zero pesticides, that not even organic pesticides. And we figured that out in 2017. And these are greenhouse grown, so not even a full closed environment. But we really learned how to find a way to really work with nature and beneficial insects without having to spray or add anything. And so, you know, part of that was then we sold flower and pre-rolls, but my passion part of it was creating topicals and edibles and doing that kind of formulating. And it started
in doing so, you're actually working at formulating then.
Mm-hmm. And so I spent 2 years formulating a topical called the Nourishing Muscle and Joint Salve by Autumn Brands. And it is amazing and it works. And I put my heart and soul into that and I loved every second of it and trying to make sure that the ingredients actually were functional, just like I'm doing today. And so that's always been at my core and always really important.
In general terms, what happened to the cannabis industry?
In California, the cannabis industry basically went legal in 2018. And then in 2020, when it became essential during COVID, there was a green rush that occurred and everyone jumped in thinking they could make a lot of money. And then it didn't take long, though. In the summer of 2021, the market crashed. And we thought at that time, okay, this is going to be maybe 2 years. And there's a lot of industries that have these kind of downturns. And but unfortunately, because it was still fed or it still is federally illegal, we were up against something called 280E, which is a tax code that doesn't allow you to deduct normal expenses. So in the cannabis industry, you are paying taxes on money you never made, and that could be at a 30, 40, 45% tax rate. So anything that is marketing or administrative, anything that doesn't touch the plants, we had to pay taxes on. And
So
you know
would it be fair to say that the federal government has kept it illegal, and state and local governments have destroyed the business with their rules, regulations, taxes, and so on?
Well, the federal ta tax code was the harshest, in having to do that, because that is definitely that just wipes out your cash flow. Anything you had, no matter how good of a business owner or you are, that is like it just wipes the cash flow gone. But yes, the overregulation, the taxation at the state levels, you know, not limiting the licensing as it's a new industry and growing. There were a lot of, I think, a lot of mistakes that happened, and also you don't really have a chance. If you can only go buy the product in a store,
Right.
right? The dispensary model is archaic. It doesn't make sense in today's world where everyone gets shipped Amazon to their door. Like that's not how things function. Even alcohol can get shipped to your door and tobacco. So it's not a way that people shop. So it makes it really hard for people. And people aren't, you know, there's still something they didn't really know, you know? So going into a cannabis store, they're kind of like, you know, a little shy sometimes. But yeah, that made the industry, it had a lot of hurdles, endless hurdles, to say
Did
the
you
least.
learn a lot that benefited you in developing your True Bond functional drink business?
I mean, I learned so much about business in a decade and compliance. You know, I feel like I could do anything at this stage from a compliance standpoint. I mean, one of the most regulated industries in the world is cannabis. So jumping into this allows me to really be able to sell throughout the United States and worldwide. But I definitely learned from growing the plant and how important, you know, having natural ingredients, how you grow the crop, understanding where it comes from, that is key. And so when I started looking for my ingredients for this new company, know your source. So I wasn't just trying to find vendors out there. I was trying to find vendors and understand what is their source, where is this coming from, and so that I really understood the ins and outs of it because I understand firsthand how important that is.
Well,
Really know the farm.
there you go, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking with Autumn Shelton, who is the formulator and CEO of True Bond Functional Juice. We're talking about juice that
Drink,
actually, pardon?
not juice. Drinks, not juice.
Drinks. Okay, drinks. All right. We'll make them drinks then. And I have one in my hand, and I am drinking it, and I'm enjoying it. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's go back for more of What's Eating What on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Do you think it's possible to formulate a drink that could actually function as you wanted it to? Well, Autumn Shelton thinks so, and she actually did one, and it's called Trubon Functional Drinks. Autumn, what on earth is a functional food? We are starting to see a lot more mention of functional foods these days. I suspect functional foods have always been with us, but now we're calling them functional. What do we mean?
Well, In today's term, functional beverages are really relating to drinks with adaptogens and nootropics. So adaptogens are plant compounds that allow our bodies to adapt to stress and feel balanced. Nootropics are also plant compounds that allow our bodies or our minds to have more clarity and cognitive lift. So when you use certain amounts that are studied, in these products, then they become functional.
Okay.
And they allow you and your body to utilize them to feel better, feel more clear, feel more energized, but in a natural way.
So the adaptogens you put in to the beverage allows you to relax into the environment, kind of. Is that the idea? Adapt to the environment.
You're adapting to the environment, yes.
Okay.
So stress resilience, really being able to adapt to what your own natural body is doing.
So
and
that's,
to, to feel more balanced hormonally. And
that's the adaptogens, okay. Nootropics. Now, that's a relatively new term that I've seen pop up here maybe the last 10 years. Where did that come from?
I think it's with the growing desire for these functional beverages. So I think really it started with the adaptogens and then kind of moved into adaptogens that also have a nootropic element to them. So lion's mane is a really great example. Lion's mane has become extremely popular because it's known to give you that clarity and that mental lift. It is both an adaptogen and a nootropic, known as a nootropic adaptogen.
Okay. The other term you put on the table is gut-brain connection.
Yes, this is really exciting and a huge part of our messaging and a huge part of what the drinks were built around. So we're learning so much more about the science around how truly anything we put into our gut affects our brain and our mental health. And so that science is really evolving right now. And we've always kind of known, like, if you eat something, you know, you're not going to feel very good in your tummy, but we don't always correlate it to like how we really feel and how we show up in our life and in our day and with other people. And so really being able to have ingredients that are really gut friendly will also help you feel better mentally and physically.
Okay. And the other term, social wellness.
Social wellness is, you know, is, I think, the new category we really need to look at. It's not really talked about much. We talk about wellness or health and wellness, but social wellness is what we really need to be focusing on because that's how we really interact. We've lost a lot of that with having social media and with COVID and really being able to connect with other people in person. And so social wellness is so key to our biology and how we function and how we interact in our days. And so really being able to maximize how we feel within is how we're going to be able to feel with others. And that is what we see as being social wellness.
Goes along with clarity and everything else. If you can actually learn how to get by in the world with other people, you're going to be a lot better off. You have two formulas that you put up on the table here. Clear Rise, which is what I'm drinking right now, and Lighten Up. What's the difference between Clear Rise and Lighten Up?
Clear Rise is the morning drink. So let's say you still like your cup of coffee. So you have one cup of coffee when you wake up in the morning, and then you switch to Clear Rise. So this one has lion's mane, rhodiola, panax ginseng, excuse me, and then a little guayusa. And what this does is it's going to give you that morning clarity with sustained energy. So versus like going and taking that second cup of coffee that's going to make you all jittery in the afternoon or tired the next day because now you just had too much caffeine in your system, this is the opposite. This is going to really round you out and give you that kind of balanced energy you need in the morning. Lighten Up, that is more of your anytime drink. So you could have it at lunchtime and your afternoon 3 p.m. pick me up, or really, you know, when you're interacting in a kind of a small group situation is how I kind of see it. And that one has lion's mane, ashwagandha, reishi in it. And that's more for like connecting with somebody and sitting there kind of in a room and kind of one-on-one, or like I said, small group kind of situation, or, you know, going home to your kids and you just need something to kind of make you feel in the moment. That's what Lighten Up does. And that flavor is raspberry ouzu.
Okay, good. And you formulate them to actually have functional effects.
Correct.
Tangible lift.
Tangible lift. So when I did my research and looking at what you really need, you know, lion's mane, you really need 1,000 milligrams of lion's mane to really get that cognitive lift. Rhodiola, you really need over like 250 milligrams to really get that cognitive lift. Ashwagandha, you really need over 200, 250, but you max out at 600. So I think there's been some people that have taken too much ashwagandha in the past because and had some, you know, adverse feelings and effects from it. So it's really important to understand how much is in there. So on my website, I make it very clear how much is in each stick and then how many, if you had 2 sticks or if you had 3 sticks. So it's all really transparent. So you really understand what you're getting. And so Clear Eyes is built with half of those amounts. And so the intention is that you would have 2 to 3 of those sticks because people like to have multiple beverages. So I didn't want to put all of it in one and then you end up having too many. So really it's really the experience is 2 to 3 of those Clear Eyes and then 1 to 3 in the afternoon, evening of the Lighten Up.
Okay. You mentioned sticks. And people who haven't seen your product may not know what a stick is. So what is a stick?
A stick pack. Which people might be more aware of with maybe electrolyte stick packs that they're used to. What we're seeing though is more people love that flexibility. They love to be able to take it on the go wherever they want to, wherever a concert, out to dinner if they don't want what the restaurant or the place is offering. On a plane when you're traveling, it's so much more lightweight than a liquid can. And so. When I was looking at deciding whether I would do a liquid beverage or a powder form, the powder form I feel is really the future of what people are kind of leaning towards now. And I'm seeing it with some other drinks and some other brands out there, but the flavor wasn't there. It was really kind of bland. And that's because making a very well-balanced flavored powder drink is very hard. Like I spent a long time trying to figure out how to really make that really flavorful, full body, full mouth kind of experience. Whereas a lot of times it's like too much pucker back here or way too sweet, the stevia bombs we find out there. So really being able to find a balanced flavor, just like the balanced drink, was really important to me as well.
Well, I find it to be easy to drink and enjoyable to drink. I do not like drinks that have been sweetened with stevia and things like that. Because they just leave a metallic taste in my mouth. And I don't like the artificial flavors that, you know, overwhelm you with phoniness.
And I don't either. And that's what a lot of people said to me as well. And so when I did my research on what it was sweetened, but I also didn't want sugar. I didn't want that. That's the same idea, right? The glycemic spike and then the drop. And so I didn't want something that I didn't want cane sugar. I wanted something that did it without. And so I chose allulose, which is a rare sugar that does your body doesn't actually absorb as fuel. And so you don't have, there's no calories associated with it, and you don't get that glycemic spike with it, but it has that same nice, rounded, balanced taste of sugar. And then I threw in a little monk fruit to kind of give it a nice little lift. If you have too much monk fruit in something, then you also get that weird aftertaste, like stevia has their own little weird aftertaste. So, really finding the nice balance between the two is what I was going for. The Clear Eyes is less sweet than the Lighten Up because I feel like in the mornings you don't want something, you definitely don't want something too sweet. You just want it nice and everything is very citrusy, and then with a nice little rounded sweetness element to it. And that was what was really important. And the citrus mint concept is you have a cup of coffee and afterwards you're kind of like, You want something like refreshing, like mint, like you're going to brush your teeth. And so that's kind of the idea of having something citrusy and minty to kind of really give you that nice, refreshing flavor for the rest of your morning.
Mental clarity. How do you program for mental clarity?
What do you mean, program?
Formulate.
Oh, formulate. Well,
Me, though, so
that's
formulate and program are kind of the
yeah.
same thing.
I think a program in the computer sense. I mean, that is looking into the ingredients that will give you that mental lift without the jittery feeling. And so that was what was really key. And so finding the right lion's mane as well, and sourcing that, because there are different lion's manes out there that might have a higher cognitive lift, but they make you more jittery. And I wasn't looking for that. I was looking for real balance. I was looking for flavor. And so the lion's mane gives you that cognitive lift. So does the rhodiola for the also sustained energy aspect of it. And Panax ginseng also gives you that kind of natural, that is just a classic adaptogen that's been around for a very long time. That gives you that energy that you're kind of looking for. And then it's rounded with a little L-theanine, which is an amino acid from green tea that really balances out any type of energy that might be a little too much. And they do have a caffeine element, organic guayusa leaf, but it is only 11 milligrams. It is teeny tiny. I only put it in there to give it that little tiny little lift to it. But guayusa is a beautiful leaf that's similar. It's in the same family as yerba mate, but the guayusa plant is it's not as not as bitter in flavor. And but it still has a ton of antioxidants and polyphenols in it, so it has all that kind of really beautiful elements to it, though.
I'm looking at the ingredients in your Rise Up. Oh my God, there must be 30 things in here. How on, and one of the problems with anything that's herbal or plant-based is that the amount of active ingredients varies from one plant to the next, one crop to the next, one country to the next, and so on. How do you manage the differences in all of these ingredients? How do you come, you have to have, find some way of being able to count on these things to produce your effect. How do you do quality control, I guess is the at question on all of these different ingredients?
I actually only have 20 ingredients total across my drinks. And then the vendors, I utilize a lot of the same vendors so that I know who I'm working with. But every vendor has to send me their certificate of analysis that they run on their products and all their any other type of testing or safety reports or anything that they have. They all have to send that to me. I also utilize a GMP certified co-packer who will then run also a compliance check on everybody. They also do their own test in-house testing, on every single ingredient that comes in. And then when the products are put together, there's a whole other COA certificate of analysis done on the entire formula. So compliance and making sure that everything is what it says it is very important to me. And I definitely took that from being in the cannabis industry and understanding the importance of regulations. And for
And
me, even if it's not required, it is very important to me to make sure that that is always taken care of.
so you have quite a team going up your food chain here with 20 ingredients, and they have a team going for each one of their ingredients. So that's quite a task.
Oh,
Amazing.
this has been a journey, that's for sure. Doing most of this on my own. I have a small team now helping me as we're about to launch. But that's why it's taken me, I think, a year and a half to get to this point, and all the formulating and everything that I've had to do and all the research, which is really important. But luckily, I love research.
Good. And during the break, we were talking about Natural Products Expo West and the 4,000 exhibitors that were there. We both went. Were you inspired by what you saw? I've been
I've
the
been
last,
the last,
there.
yeah, I've been the last couple of years. It is very inspiring to see all the innovations of what people are putting out there. There's some that I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm trying not to do, you know, or that kind of like really like makes me feel better about the journey I'm on and what I feel like the consumer is really looking for. But there are a lot of companies out there that are very inspiring, and being able to, you know, talk with the founders in their booths and kind of learn more about them. I think it's a really incredible conference to attend every year.
Well, you're about ready to launch. Here in just a couple days, you're going to be launching. So, when we get back from this break, I'd like to ask you about the launch and the business. This is the Food Chain, Michael Olson with Autumn. And we're talking about True Bond, her formulated functional drink. And she's going to launch it here just in a couple days. So, we're going to learn about what it takes to launch a brand new product in a relatively new category. So this is going to be very fun. Autumn Shelton, True Bond Functional Drinks. Do stay tuned. We will be right back.
So much to say, so little time to say it on the Food Chain with Michael Olson.
Welcome back. This is the Food Chain, Michael Olson with Autumn Shelton and True Bond Functional drinks. And I'm sampling a True Bond functional drink as I host this show. And it's pretty much everything that she says it is. It's light, it's refreshing, it has a great taste, which is not to say a powerful taste. It is actually a subtle taste, which makes it a nice drink. I am not one who likes those canned energy drinks with all of their sweetness and their artificial flavors and whatnot. But this is something that really does make you rise up, pay attention, and to the possibilities of a brand new way of picking up some energy, extra energy throughout the day. So, Autumn, you're just about to introduce this energy, this drink, this functional drink, to a world that has a lot of them. How are you going to go about launching this?
I'm going to focus on direct to consumer to start. So we're going to focus on our website, which is truebond.shop, Amazon, and TikTok shop. Also, because these drinks are so important for your entire day, we're also focusing on a leadership drink program, which is really for corporate accounts and for businesses that want to make this a part of their wellness program for their executives, for their leadership team, and maybe for all their employees, or for wellness facilitators that are out there that are looking for something different, rather than the normal happy hour cocktails. Maybe you give an option that's not going to give you that hangover the next day. I remember going to a conference and hearing a guy speak about when he saw he didn't drink alcohol and he felt like he had a superpower because the next morning when he woke up at the conference, everyone was like, "Oh gosh," and but he was like, "I got this. I'm going to nail these sales." So I think, you know, having this part of the work culture is going to be really important as well. So that's part of our sales channels that you can find us as well.
Well, instead of rise up, you could have called it head start.
I went through a lot of different names for Clear Eyes, but yeah, I think there's a lot of ways that we can start our day differently. And that's been part of my journey as well. And I can see that in other people, what they're looking for, which is really important. One other ingredient I forgot to mention when we were speaking earlier, that's actually really important, is the baobab fruit. And that ingredient is found in Africa. It's an ancient African tree, and it is a super fruit. It is full of polyphenols, antioxidants, vitamin C, and prebiotic fiber. So that was one of the things that I was, when I was looking for in this gut mind connection concept where everything was either going to be really gut friendly or it was going to really help the mind grow and be more clear. And so the baobab fruit is great for prebiotic fiber. I tried at first the other ones that most people use, which are like inulin or acacia. But those all gave you a tummy ache. They made you feel bloated if you had more than one drink. And whereas the baobab fruit is just really gentle. So that really is really also key to these formulas and
so
helping you
where do you
best
get
well
baobab fruit? Where do you find the fruit? You have to go to Africa to get it, right?
It is in Africa, yes. So I also found actually a local vendor, and I actually met her at Expo West a couple of years ago, and she is actually local here in Santa Barbara where I live, and they source it directly. They fly over there. We've had conversations, so I understand where they're really finding it, which is really important to me.
Wow. And the other ingredients, we talked about lion's mane.
Lion's mane, that's in both drinks. Rhodiola Life, Rhodiola Rosea, that one is in Clear Eyes, and KSM 66 ashwagandha.
What did you say about, okay, Clear Eyes. Clear Eyes.
That
is
one's
the
in,
name
yeah,
of
Clear Eyes.
Rhodiola.
And then the
And then
Rhodiola
Panax
Life.
Jensen.
It's a mouthful. Rhodiola Life. And that's an adaptogen. And then KSM 66, ashwagandha, which is in the Lighten Up drink. Those are both clinically studied ingredients. So that was really important for me when I was started this process as well, was finding clinically studied ingredients that had a lot of science back to them and not just some ingredient that wasn't tested. So that goes back to really being able to do your research and understanding what is functional and what ingredients can back that.
Wow. And then you have these beautifully packaged. That must have taken some time too. Did your experience in the cannabis industry help you approach the packaging of this?
Yes and no. I was always bright colors in our branding previously in the cannabis industry. So I do love bright colors. I like things that make you feel good and vibrant. So that was going to be important to me. The design is really about the interconnection. And so that's kind of the abstract design that you see, and then the sun. So it's all about connection, vibrance, citrus, kind of feeling.
It's a good feeling, good colors. Now, how are you going to get people to taste it as I have tasted it and go, oh, this is pretty cool? How are you going to do that?
Well, that is always the challenging part, is getting in front of people. So it will definitely start with some local tastings where I'm located. But I think, you know, having an online product, a lot of it is people will just have to try it out online, and if they love the messaging and they trust the brand, then they're gonna order and try it out.
In the cannabis industry, you had to establish a brand. And you put your name on it, did you not?
I did put my name on it.
Okay.
Yes.
Now you did it. Did that experience of establishing a brand, because you could actually get people to taste it, probably a sample of the cannabis a lot easier than you can get them to sample these sticks.
Yes and no. There's so
Okay.
many regulations around samples in the cannabis industry. So really in the beginning, the state of California, the Department of Cannabis Control did not actually allow sampling. So people really just had to buy it based on what they wanted, and they'd had to buy and try it. So sampling was pretty minimal in the cannabis industry, actually.
Wow. And then the good thing about this is you don't have to put it in cans, and you don't have to have a distributor take it from store to store to store. So there's a lot of advantage in that.
I was a CFO in the previous business. So the financial aspect of it's pretty important to me as well, and just kind of really figuring out where that ROI is going to be, especially as a new starting brand. And I've seen a lot of friend entrepreneurs go into retail stores with their products, early on, and it just destroys them. And, and
How
it was the
is
same
that?
for
That's
Ship and
a
Canada.
valuable lesson that people should be able to learn before they make the mistake. Why is it so difficult to take their product into a store?
Well, that requires, well, first, you're selling it at wholesale, so you're selling it for a lot less than the retail price.
Right.
Second, you need a full sales team to be able to manage all of those accounts wherever they are. And then the stores also will charge you a bill back. So they will pass along the credits back to you. So a lot of times you're just losing money. And so it's very hard to be a profitable brand in a retail store. You get a lot more exposure and a lot more people see it and try it, but it doesn't mean that you're profitable. And that's where a lot of companies struggle, or where they then have to take on investors very early because they blow through all any startup money that they might have. So for me, I'm more of a, slow and steady kind of person. Let's test the waters. Let's see. Let's not dive head first.
Right.
Let's get it out there. Let's measure. I really prefer to kind of measure everything that happens versus throw everything up, and see if it sticks. Like throw a little th something and see if it sticks. No pun intended with stick packs, but and also, the stick pack idea is that's also, I mean, the shipping to ship liquid is very expensive. I mean, it's expensive just to ship the stick packs, let alone a liquid beverage. And so, there was a lot of thought that went into how I was going to approach this business. And for me, starting this way, I feel is an opportunity as a solo entrepreneur to be profitable earlier on. And then, in a few years, then I go after the liquid market. Then I look into seeing if, investors. Then I look into the retail stores. But first, it's important to really build the brand,
Build the brand. Right.
and do it right, and not try to just, get everybody and then not be profitable and then go out of business within the first 5 years. I'm looking to be here for a while.
Building a brand from scratch is the second most difficult job of marketing. The most difficult job in marketing is trying to rebuild a brand that has established a bad position or a bad awareness. So you're starting from scratch. You have a tough row to hoe in building a brand from scratch. Trubond, how are you going to hold it up to the community in a way that people can see you and be curious enough to try you?
That is a great question, probably $1 million question. everything that
It's
I've
the
learned.
essence of what you must do now. You're going into a launch, you have a brand new product, something you've worked so hard at, you've given it your all, and now it's time to put it out there.
Last year, I did a program that really kind of helped me. Help me in making the decisions I made to walk away from my previous business. That was a really hard decision, and a very emotional one. But I knew it was the right move to move towards something that I felt really passionate about. And so a lot of my time was spent first in the creative concept, right?
Right.
And then the formulating of the business, and then building that out and understanding the inventory and making sure that's going to be managed moving forward. There's the financial aspect, and then there's the marketing aspect. And so building all the systems, these are all things that I've been doing for a decade that I really understand, and know how to do. And so, but what I'm also good at, and what I learned through the process last year in this class that I took called Dear Life, Yes Please, is that I'm also really good at executing. And these are one of my strengths. But one of my weaknesses previously was not having support early on. And so this time around, I've made sure that I have the right small team that I can help, that I can delegate to, and that can support me so that I am not getting bogged down, so that I can continue to execute. and that I can continue to look at the systems and pivot if I need to. And if anything, that was one of the biggest things that I learned in cannabis is being able to pivot like that, because regulations constantly were changing at the state level, at the federal level, at the local level, and being able to be really have that awareness and really being able to look at all the different puzzle pieces and having your eye on every single one of them to know when you need to make a change there or when you need to hold. And so these are all experiences that I've had. I feel like I was built for this. Like, I feel like I'm ready for this. I'm in my mid 40s. I've learned a lot. And now this is what I'm meant to do. So I feel very confident that TruBond is definitely the future. And as people start to learn about it, they're going to see what I see in it, which is the all day health and feeling better experience from morning to night.
To the world.
Waking up to the world. And people ask me, well, what about a sleep drink? And I'm like, I don't feel like I need to make a sleep drink, because once you have these drinks and you cut out that extra caffeine and you cut out that alcohol, you're going to sleep. Like, I sleep. My Aura Ring, thriving. Before I stopped drinking and before I made these lifestyle changes, before these drinks, not thriving. So, you know, I think, you know, people are going to, and I think it's, and this is for the people that are already there. Like, they are ready to make that change. They are ready to feel better in their lives and want a product and want a lifestyle. And this isn't just me selling a product. This is me hoping to inspire people that there's more to life out there. And whether you buy my drinks or not, like, I think my purpose in life is just to, you know, inspire. And that's what I hope for.
Well, good. I have a piece of advice if you'd like to hear it.
I would love to hear it.
Okay, you're launching a brand new product. And just remember that he who has a thing to sell and goes and whispers in a well, not so apt to get the dollars as she who climbs a tree and hollers. That, Autumn Shelton, is my piece of advice for you. Stand, climb a tree and holler and tell us about TruBond. Thank you all for joining us today. And thanks, Autumn Shelton, for sitting in and telling us about her drink. And give it a try, folks. TruBond. You have nothing to lose but the jitters.
Thank you, Michael.
You've been listening to the award-winning Food Chain Radio Show with Michael Olson. And if your friends missed the show, tell them to log on the Food Chain page at metrofarm.com for a listen. Now, go out and find some food with its farmer's face on it and live.